this idea that it wouldn't be so bad if Greece were to leave or be forced out. But I think the question is, it's if you thought the collapse of the Lehman Brothers and its aftermath was bad, wait till you see what happens if Greece leaves the euro. It's one of those events where we have no idea where the dominoes would end.
Well, I want to put both of you on the spot. I think, Matthew, you've already hinted at an answer to this question. We're being told there will be a decision on whether this $170 billion bailout will be released to Greece on Monday. And Matthew, I think your view is that it will.
Yes, everything that we're hearing now suggests that it will be ultimately. Greece has met all of the requirements imposed on it over the last several weeks. The question is, will this be the last bailout? If you talk to a lot of economists, they say no, it's only a matter of time before Greece will need more money because of the austerity that we've mentioned.
Marcus, do you think the money will come on Monday and will Greece be back for more?
Yes and yes. No question about it. It definitely will come on Monday because we're in a state of mutually assured destruction at this point. And then I think, as Matthew's saying, it won't just be a Greek problem. This austerity problem that Europe has embraced so wholeheartedly is going to create massive dislocations in Greece, and it will across the continent. And it's going to be quite extraordinary to see how bad, how low, how far we sink. 2012 will be a very painful year in Europe.
All right, well, also this week, President Obama revealed the budget he'd like to see pass if he gets re-elected later this year. There's $1.5 trillion in new taxes, including a big increase in taxes on millionaires. Marcus Mabry at the International Herald Tribune, who would not vote for a tax on millionaires?
Well, there are lots of Republicans who would not vote for a tax on millionaires. The point of an election year budget like this for the administration is not actually to see it passed into law, but it's largely a political move. It is meant to point a stark line of difference between the Republicans and the administration. He said, well, now's the time to actually increase our deficits while we try to get our economies going again, because if we don't, then we can sink into a spiral of decelerating growth that really hurts us. And you're seeing that in Europe now. So the administration gets to look across the pond and say, well, see, we could do it their way, but see, that would be bad. The Republicans argue for cutting all of our deficits immediately. That would be bad. So we have to both increase spending while we, over the long term, decrease our deficits.
Matthew, this really sets the battle lines for the U.S. election, doesn't it, this Obama budget?
Absolutely. I mean, the tax issue in U.S. Elections is always very, very emotional. And the message here out of the U.S. is that now is not the time for steep spending cuts. You know, Obama seems to be saying we still need to provide some stimulus to the economy here to kind of continue the momentum.
Well, I was talking there to Matthew Karnichnik, who is European Economics Editor of the Wall Street Journal. He works here in London and also in Paris. And Marcus Mabry, who is Editor-at-Large at the International Herald Tribune. A reminder now of our top story. The media tycoon Rupert Murdoch has flown into London to reassure his staff at the Sun newspaper and shore up confidence in his news empire. He's promised that journalists being investigated for alleged illegal payments can now continue to work, and announced he will soon launch a weekly newspaper. That's The Sun on Sunday. All of this, of course, after the controversy caused by the phone hacking scandal here in Britain. Well, that's all for this edition of World Business Report. Just to remind you of all the different ways you can get in touch with us with your thoughts on anything that you hear in the programme. You can leave a message on the BBC Business page on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/BBC Business. And you'll be glad to hear also on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Sounds of the City Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Sorry I started a little bit late today. There was some minor technical difficulties, but I did leave you with some very, very, very good music. That was Portland's very own Beats Antique. They actually just played a show here 2 weeks ago. I announced that on the previous session as well. But hopefully they're a two-piece band. I'm not even supposed to be talking much about them because they don't have a show coming up. But they are a two-piece band, and they perform their works half recorded and half live. You got to check them out. They're both great drummers and great musicians. Check them out. They're a very great dance party. But continuing on with my own show, Sounds of the City Radio. Sounds of the City Radio. It's a show dedicated to all upcoming shows. So I promote upcoming live concerts that are going to be happening in and around Vancouver. Big, small, local, international, whatever. As long as it's music, I would like to update you about what's going to happen in town within the next week or the next 10 days. You know, there's tons of shows going around. There's over like 50 going on at a time, and you get confused. You don't know which one you want to go see. So here I am, trying with my own taste. I don't know if you like it or not, but trying to bring a variety of tastes in there and just give you an introduction about what's happening in town over the next week. Let's start with tomorrow night. We got the Budos Band, which if you don't already know about them, the Budos Band are a 12-piece Afro-funk Latin jazz soul band. And by Afro-funk Latin jazz soul band, I mean they just got good grooves. It's really hard to describe one particular genre, but if I had to call them one genre, I'll call them jazz. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Bedroom. Opening for them is Grio Grodina Trio, if I've pronounced that gentleman's name correctly. He was an all-timer at 1067, the venue 1067. It's an underground jazz club. Well, it used to be an underground jazz club on Granville Street. They're pretty well known in the city. Budos Band, they're going to be opening up for Budos Band tomorrow night. Tickets are only $25. You can buy tickets either at the Red Room or beforehand, and I would recommend buying it beforehand because it is nearly close to sold out. You can buy it at ticketweb.ca or upstreamentertainment.com. But for now, I'm going to play you a nice good old song by Budos Band. It's called Unbroken and Unshaven. Here, you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was Unbroken and Unshaven from the album The Budos. I want to hear another song by them. This one's called, what's it called? Origin of Man. Here we go. And you heard another one by Budos Band. They're playing, once again, they're playing tomorrow night at the Red Room Ultra Bar. Tickets are only $25 in advance. You can buy it at upstreamentertainment.com or ticketweb.ca. Going on to Sunday night. Now, this show isn't particularly a music show, but it is an art show mixed with musicians. The Rio Theater is presenting, alongside Dark Magnet Entertainment, presents Eye of the Storm, an immersive audio-visual environment. They're apparently going to create no-tempo music and mix it up with each artist's individual visuals. I do not know more about the show because you have to go see it. But I know it's very, very cheap. Doors open at 6. Show starts exactly right on 7 and it goes till 9. Tickets are only $8. But we have performances by The Sounds, Fade to Black, DJ Talmala, The Passenger, Hibernator, Colby Sparks, Taron the Taylor, whom I will play you a lovely song by him very shortly, The Matchwave, Steppen Razor, Andrew Sink, Evie's Jane, Legs, Diadem, Polly Hatchet, and Meek Odyssey. Those are over 10 musicians that I just mentioned for you right now. And for $8, you get to see them perform in a very special, what do you call it? Yeah, performance. It's no tempo music whatsoever. Once again, there's no tempo music. And it's just a creative collage of works. Now, I even though I just said it's no tempo music, I'm going to play you a tempo music, but tempo song by Taron the Taylor, whom is from the East Van, and I really like him a lot. This one's a song by him called Brought Me Home. Hope you enjoy. By the way, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, and the show you're listening to is Sounds of the City. And the host you're listening to is Ryan Naragi. And the song you're listening to is Brought Me Home by Taron the Taylor.
Austin Clark, born July 26, 1934, is a Canadian novelist, essayist, and short story writer who lives in Toronto, Ontario. Born in St. James, Barbados in 1955, Clark moved to Canada where he attended the University of Toronto. He's a distinguished novelist and short story writer who has explored the immigrant experience with humor, compassion, happiness, and sorrow. Through his prolific literary output, he's recorded the changing face of the country, giving voice to the resilience, courage, and loneliness often felt by people who come to Canada to start a new life. By his own example, he has broadened the horizons for black writers, encouraging them to develop their creative talent. His contributions as a respected author, teacher, and community activist have helped Canadians understand our diverse roots as well as our universal humanity.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Saturday, February 18th, following many years of tradition, the UBC Reality Club will once again be bringing the unique night market experience to Vancouver. This year's night market features Taiwanese night market delicacies at your fingertips in an all-you-can-eat arrangement. Whether you miss Taiwanese culture or you would simply like to experience some new taste, UBC Reality Club Night Market has something in store for all ages. Tickets are limited due to space and capacity, so for more info or to get your tickets in advance, visit ubcrc.ca.
Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup, from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
And the song you just heard was Brought Me Home by Taryn the Taylor. Once again, Taryn is playing a live visual and a music set alongside approximately 10 of the musicians as part of Eye of the Storm, an event hosted by the Rio Theater. Tickets are only $8, but be there at 6 p.m. because the show starts at 7 p.m. sharp and you want to get good seats. So that was for Eye of the Storm. Carrying on with my show, we have Monday, February 20th, we have Bombay Bicycle Club. They're playing in town. The show is happening at the Commodore Ballroom. Please make note that there was a change of venue. It used to be the show was supposed to happen at the venue right across the street, but then they changed it to the Commodore Ballroom. But tickets are still quite cheap. They're only $17.50. And you can buy it at Ticketmaster.ca. Let's listen to a song by Bombay Bicycle Club. Sorry, I'm not good with my words this morning. But I haven't been around for a while, so it's like, since I've been back on the radio, it's been like... Anyhow, Bombay Bicycle Club, and this is a song by them called Dust on the Ground. You're listening to it? Yep. That's the ITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Is that ancient love that you won't outgrow? It's the fee you pay, it's the debt you owe. Is that such a way that you throw me down? And I am inches above the dust on the ground. Such a way you throw me down. inches of bone. The duds on the ground. Always quiet. Always quiet now. Always silent. Always silent now. No, I don't hide it. I don't hide it now. It's that ancient love. It just moves along. And there's an itch so slight, even when you're gone. Oh, I met you right, but I kept you wrong. I must wait until I've found the ground that you're walking on. Always quiet, always quiet now. Always silent, always silent now.
That was Bombay Bicycle Club with Dust on the Ground, and here's another one by them. It's called How Can You Swallow So Much Sleep?
Thank you.
hope. Is it late enough? Is it late enough? There's a story in which my eyes shut. Could you back me up? 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 Could you back me up?
And that was How Can You Swallow So Much Sleep by Bombay Bicycle Club. Once again, they're playing on Monday, February 20th at the Commodore Ballroom, and tickets are only $17.50. You can buy it at Ticketmaster.com or at the venue itself. It's no problem to take a little bit of a side track from what I particularly like to play in my show, which is upcoming shows. But a dear friend recommended that I have been missing out my entire life when I haven't listened to The National, because they sound very much like Bombay Bicycle Club. Well, as so that she says, I haven't heard of them before. And I don't know, for our sake and for your sake, I thought I would like to play a song by The National. This one's dedicated to CITR's volunteer coordinator, Zoe. And this one's called The Fake Empire. You're listening to it on, yep, CITR 101.9 FM.
Super late tonight, picking apples, making pie. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us, put life away in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet nights, bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
The National with the song Fake Empire. Nope, they don't have a show coming up. That song was dedicated to Zoe, our volunteer coordinator. And yes, I really did enjoy that song. It was called The Fake Empire. But carrying on back to our show, I'm not even sure if she's listening. She's in the other room. Anyhow, carrying on back to my show, Tuesday, February 21st, we have the O'Wells. They're playing at the Railway Club. They're playing alongside I can't even read my own handwriting. On Foam Lake, my bad, sorry. They're playing alongside on Foam Lake at the Railway Club. Tickets are only $7, and the show is Tuesday, February 21st. So if you're looking for a cheap day or someplace nice to hang out at the Railway Club, seems to be the place to be. But for now, I want to play you a song by the Orwells called I Hate the Sun. You're listening to it on, yeah, well, you know.
Whoa. February 18th, you won't want to miss Grimes with special guests Born Gold. Grimes is back in town from Montreal on tour to support her upcoming new release, Visions. Advanced tickets are available at the Northern Tickets box office located at the Vogue Theatre on Granville Street and are also available at Red Cat, Zulu and High Life Records. Again, that's an early show with doors at 7 and the show at 8 at Fortune Sound Club with Grimes and Born Gold. Grimes and Born Gold at the Fortune Sound Club is proudly sponsored by CITR.
WCCNC West Coast College.
Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May. So not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com.
Here's another one by the O'Wells. It's called Secret Society. Secret Society by the O'Wells. Once again, they're playing on Tuesday, February 21st, alongside on Foam Blake at their Wayway Club. Tickets are only $7, so take your cheap date. If you forgot to do anything for that Valentine's Day and you were too broke then, and you're still too broke now, but you got $7 to spare, then go to this show. There you go. Carrying on, next Saturday, so approximately 8 days from today, Vancouver's production company Beats Without Borders is throwing a show with San Francisco's very own Random Rab and Govinda from Austin, Texas. Now, this is a bit of a different type of music from what I've been playing for the past 47 minutes now, but I'm trying to ease you into things by talking a little bit longer. But enough of talking. I want to play you a song by Random Rab. It is called The Show, I Alone. The show is on Saturday, February 25th, and the show starts at 9 p.m. and goes all the way to 3 in the morning. And guess what? In advance, tickets are only $18. You have to pay $23 at the door, but if you get it in advance at High Life or Beat Street or Zulu, you can get it for $18, plus like $2 service charge, $20. $20, you get to party till 3 in the morning. What more could you want in this life? It's beautiful, isn't it? Just beautiful. Incredible. All right, I Alone by Random Rab here at CITR 101.9 FM. I deliberately made that mistake.
Bloodlines.
master of Grisoscopes. Grisoscopes, my bad. That was Random Rap with Master of Gyroscopes. Yes, I pronounced that correctly. And before that, we had Random Rap with I Alone. Once again, he is playing alongside Govinda on Saturday, February 25th at the Red Room Altar Lounge. You can buy tickets in advance for $18 only. It's totally worth it because you're going to have a live painting performance done by Autumn Sky Morrison. You're going to have a tribal fusion belly dance performance, and you're going to have visuals by Vancouver's very own Hydrogen. So that's three extra things other than the two fantastic performances that are going to be taking place. That's five different performances all in one night, only for $18. Good deal. I say so. Now, not that I haven't sold you enough on this show, but let me leave you before I pass the mic on to my buddy CJ right behind me, who's been waiting to take over for quite a while now. I'm going to leave you with a song by Govinda. Check this out. And he's playing, when was he playing? Yeah, February 25th, next to, for Beats Without Borders, next to Random Rap. Hope you enjoyed my show, Sounds of the City, for the today. Tune in next week at 10 a.m. for your, 10 a.m. between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. Sorry, between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. for all your upcoming concerts that you need to go see and you don't know where to go, because that's where I come in. I'll tell you which concerts that are good, and then you can go check them out. I'll tell you the prices to see if you can afford them or not, and I'll tell you if tickets are still available and how fast they're selling or not. I know all the information. They call me the wizard. What can I say? But this is one from Govinda. I hope you enjoy. Till next week, have a blast. Bye-bye. I'm signing off with Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan. Peace out. Take it easy.